The AliExpress Silent Audio Tracking Story from Brave is one of those technical findings that sounds almost science fictional until you understand the mechanism. A developer noticed a Bluetooth glitch on Alibaba's AliExpress site and started digging. What Brave found were hidden scripts that fingerprint devices by measuring how they process inaudible sound, audio frequencies below normal human hearing. Every device processes audio signals slightly differently due to hardware variations, and those differences create a unique signature. So AliExpress was essentially using your device's audio hardware as an invisible ID tag, without your knowledge or consent.
The technical elegance of this is genuinely unsettling. Traditional browser fingerprinting uses things like screen resolution, font lists, and installed plugins, all of which can be blocked or spoofed. Audio fingerprinting through inaudible frequencies bypasses most of those defenses because users don't know to look for it. And the data is collected at the browser API level, where standard privacy tools don't intervene. This is the kind of tracking that Brave is specifically built to catch, which is why it was a Brave developer who found it. The broader implication is that privacy at the browser level is engaged in an arms race with tracking techniques that are becoming increasingly invisible.
Apple's product news is relatively less alarming but commercially significant. Early testers are praising the first foldable iPhone ahead of its September unveiling, and the iPhone 18 Pro is expected to debut September 9th with design tweaks and new colors. The foldable device is the more interesting story. Apple has watched Samsung and Huawei iterate through multiple foldable generations while staying out of that market entirely. The fact that early tester reactions are positive suggests Apple's characteristic patience may have paid off with a more refined first-generation product than its competitors launched.
The data center controversy deserves substantive attention because it's where energy policy, AI development, local politics, and federal economic strategy are all colliding simultaneously. Texas Governor Greg Abbott paused new data center approvals and said the industry dug their own grave by failing to engage communities before expanding. The U.S. now consumes nearly 40% of the world's data center electricity. That's a staggering concentration for a single country, and Texas has been disproportionately absorbing new construction. When Trump publicly called Abbott's move a mistake, and Senator Fetterman sided with Trump against progressive calls to slow data centers, you have an unusual coalition forming. Tech executives, a Republican president, and a Democratic senator from Pennsylvania aligned against a Republican governor.
There's a useful economic concept worth understanding here. When Texas is getting 40% of global data center electricity demand concentrated into the U.S., and that demand is growing at roughly 15 to 20% annually driven by AI workloads, you start running into what economists call negative externalities, costs borne by people who didn't choose to accept them. The communities near data centers deal with noise, heat, and pressure on the local power grid. Abbott's point about community engagement is actually a critique about the market failing to price those externalities, even if his solution, a moratorium, is blunt. The energy demand alone is forcing a reckoning with how AI infrastructure gets permitted and built.
And the Sony PlayStation digital ownership reminder is the consumer-facing version of a legal issue that's been lurking for years. Sony sent notifications this week reminding users that digital games are licensed, not owned, meaning Sony can revoke access, restrict platforms, or discontinue service at any time. Players who spent $60 or $70 on a digital game discovered they have fewer rights than someone who bought a physical disc. This is a consent problem dressed up as a terms of service issue, and it will eventually force either regulatory intervention or a consumer backlash that changes industry practice. The European Union is already more aggressive on digital ownership rights than the U.S.